Sue. From nowhere, a distinguished-looking gentleman approaches our band of withdrawn politicos. He's dressed in a pale suit. His extended hand, lit by the moon, glows brightly. And Sue disappears. And Sue.
That's right, he says.
Disappears.
To me. She's my daughter.
We figured.
And I've.
She's avoiding him.
Traveled some distance.
That's right, he says.
That's right.
To me. She's my daughter.
Yes.
And I've. Traveled some distance.
And I've. Traveled.
Are you. From? He asks familiarly. Around here?
To me.
Separating us one from the other in the tone of the question.
Only you and me
agree on this occasion. Soon to count old friends as if we each infantile crept from anywhere. Hyperspace, a horror flick, the heart of darkness, to Palestine. To welcome him and help him out, who reciprocally had come
for a small
to help
price,
each of us out,
or exchange of services
if we wanted. To be
the location
out
of Sue
for a small price.
Who is not
or exchange of
really
services
his daughter?
The location.
I'm not that old. Nay, says you are.
Who is not really
Sue,
whose daughter
is in truth an ally, did him a favor.
Nay, says you.
He's here to repay it. Sue,
I explain.
Is in truth an ally, did him
a
favor. He's here to repay it.
Makes her laugh.
I explain
you didn't know
that
what you were getting into.
Sue
somatic
is a bit of an anarchist. Reciprocity makes her laugh.
Sue.
You didn't know what you were getting into.
Somewhere nearby.
Somatic
existence.
You didn't know what you were getting into.
Don't profits when you got somatic.
You didn't know what you were getting into.
Sue's person somatic.
You didn't know what you were getting into.
Maybe he's a little nervous, so I tell him, cold. Could use an extra jacket. He puts it around my shoulders. He says he's ready.
Maybe
for Sue. I remind him that we aren't talking about
cold.
Could use an extra jacket. He puts it around my shoulders.
Is a breakaway.
He says
he's about to
explode, her feet strapped to bomb balls. She walks on them, supported by canes. Her clit is a fuse she got from a suicide bomber. She'll be soaring soon to claim her rightful place, colloquially speaking, inside
suicide bomber.
She'll be soaring soon to claim her rightful place.
Into the underground, wearing a collection of gentlemen. I have told the story a million times, but she
disappears. Into the underground, wearing only bikini boots, a white shirt, and ugly tie. I've told this story about a million times, but it keeps coming back to haunt me. Every time I look down, I think about that guy moving through for no apparent reason. Even now that I've found her, I wonder where she disappeared to. It gets spooky. I mean, I was standing, looking at my feet in the dark. I can't see the street 5 floors below. The rent's cheap. Tons of kids,
good shopping. And us. I can't see.
A guy
around
these
clothes.
They are. They make no sense whatsoever. My Nama is a broken cork. When Sue comes back, she's looking like a robot. She's heard it. She heard it. She heard it. I wanted me. I wanted me. That's what she talks about in her robot way. She's cruel. Usually is cruel. It's programmed, she says, to say she's cruel. That's what she talks about in her robot way. She's cruel. Usually is cruel. It's programmed, she says, to say things you don't want to hear.
Definitely
isn't
running on
her father.
Desire. She doesn't like a clown.
None of his three cars works. Something fell from his job.
he's ready.
He couldn't move and told her none of his loved cars around for something that went last far. He didn't know what she couldn't was going to do. He was entirely incapable of comprehending.
That was the last straw.
He did not know what is all that makes sense. Where did
he was
no
entirely
go? She wants to know.
Comprehending.
What nonsense.
Is all Sue, that makes sense.
I need
sense.
You to stop talking.
10 more minutes. No, then she will run the film backwards so she talks.
What he did 10 minutes. That's why we put her Sue.
Put up with her. That's why we put up with her.
Plus, I've locked myself out of my apartment, hole in the wall with innumerable doors, and we're just outside.
A bunch of equipment. She doesn't
explain
stop.
Away.
We don't the whole nobody person, the robot,
can anybody
and the
explain
cat.
You away?
When I this climb onto someone's lap and spit, that's when I'm acting like a cat.
When I climb
or when I need you guys to
clean up
your own mess
acting
mine of myself, or when I leave you guys to clean up your own mess and keep mine to myself, not sharing in your shit. Would you like to live in an airport?
Running backwards.
This is when something
strange
happens. A
bulldozer
riding it. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what she's doing. It's sublime. Some kid who's passing out ads for rock bands that sponsor extreme right candidates runs over to her and grabs her upper arm, yanks her out of the way. She's laughing. It's crazy. And the kid asks her to meet him at the party,
yanks with her out of the way. The bulldozer cuts the engine.
Crazy. And the kid asks her to meet him at the party,
sits there,
stand, looks at the kid.
The bulldozer
do that.
Cuts,
says the engine.
Sure, I did, he protests.
Everything.
Take advantage of me like that,
she says.
Sit
there,
he says,
and cuts
look
out
with
his
kid.
You didn't
have
to do that,
turning red.
Sure, I did.
That's how it is.
Take advantage of me like that, she says. Sit, he says, and cuts out with his scrubbed up neck, turning red.
So
that's how it
hang out in front of the Russian Kino.
Never to see if we can get into a show. All you have to do is wait for the ticket taker to open the door, take tickets, and go to the next door. It's a DDR film about a painter named Goya.
I know, I've heard the name,
Sue says. It's her dad.
To the next door.
He had a lot of children.
It's a DDR film
about a painter named Goya.
I know, I've heard the name.
That makes you at least 37. You're right.
He had a lot
You're
of children.
Always right.
And
it's about time I left
school. Rebellion.
We try to figure out what
that makes you.
There's no way your dad.
You're right.
So get
You're always
this.
Right.
It's about time I left
to the breaking point.
And whether or not it was insanity.
There's
no way your dad sees. So get off it.
This
inquisition to the breaking point,
and whether or not it was insanity that saved
Goya
from execution,
his wits are the grand coroners,
every uprising of prepared for what comes next.
We may very well be the vessels of
body
unborn
subject to laws outside it, like me and Sue, reborn in every uprising, prepared for what comes next.
It took
we may very well be
some effort to get back into the apartment. I didn't want to alert the landlord, who thinks I'm someone else. Or at least doesn't want to know
it
about
took,
my friends.
It took some effort.
Or that my job is
the
apartment.
How I scrape my rent together and don't pay for
things for food
and
someone else.
Very often, sometimes.
Or at least doesn't want to know about my friends.
Or that my job is iffy. Or how I scrape my rent together and don't pay for food.
I didn't really want
for
food. To come in.
Very often, sometimes.
Us,
it's okay to pay for food
home,
sometimes after
okay.
criticizing me.
The retailers too.
I like me.
I didn't really want food.
She enjoys waiting for things to happen. Likes to be in between one thing and another.
I like me. I like me.
That's where everything really
she
happens anyway, she says.
Happen.
She's a bit of a philosopher. She likes her mom, which I appreciate
really
more than some people.
Says,
May thought it was a bad idea for me to let Sue in.
May
says, Sue needs to take care of herself if she's going to be so mean. She screams things out too much. She won't even know she's at your place. She'll think it's hers.
But I have this fantasy that's about my closet.
She won't even know she's
as big as my one room.
She'll think it's hers.
I only have a couple of things in the jacket.
I get everybody to sign or give me something soft.
I'm going to make Sue a nest and see if she won't sleep in it.
We break into the apartment and while everybody
else is drinking
beer, I make this nest and Sue goes in there and I close the door. And now
she's in there most of the time.
We break into the apartment and while everybody else is drinking beer, I make this nest. And Sue goes in there and I close the door. And now she's in there most of the time. I don't think this is any kind of ultimate solution or anything. She's probably just as mean as she always
been. It's not just any old public space you happen to run into.
Experiment of the intuition, I'd call it. I don't really know what happens when I'm
something
gone.
To think about that's not
I
just
come,
any old
go, nothing changes.
Happen to
she nests. The other day, with the door open,
me on the
I don't
outside
really
of the
know
closet,
what happens
Sue
when I'm
in
gone.
Her nest.
She wanted to talk about the manual she left the other day.
At first, I wasn't going to go there.
Me on the outside of the closet, no.
And then I realized
she wanted to talk about the manual she left.
At first,
I wasn't going to go there.
He's just something
you're supposed to know.
So
we talked for a while. I was curious because she kept saying Kant's ideas were just like hers, rather than vice versa.
So we talked for
her
a while,
ideas
because she kept
like
saying
his.
Kant's ideas
Hatching
were just like hers,
starts with her.
Rather than vice versa.
Sunlight aggressively
her
breaks the window open
like
at the seam.
His.
A wrathful Hatching artifact turns against Hatching destruction. As if artfulness was the mother
sunlight
I never had.
Aggressively
breaks
I asked
the
her
window
because
open
I don't
the
believe her story. Sue
artifact
twists a long strand of oily hair between two fingers and her thumb while her eyes move around
at my chest and my heart sticks and thumps. Certain ideas will be revised under my aegis, she says, curling onto her side. This somatic situation adjacent to Greek, where her mouth relaxed in the agile armature that held her gargoyle self in the astute sound of a pop gone hard as if tension were only living bones swept around by the whirl of mental windings on an old canyon floor engaged my thoughts more vividly than all the problems one faces at dawn.
With
the fighting mental windings on an old
again,
canyon floor engaged my thoughts more vividly than all the problems one faces
elder
at dawn
has arisen
fighting
from the sound
starting up
sleep
again outside the purview of apartment dwelling I clamber up old earlier am guiltily as an
without
elder
thinking,
swan
who
has arisen from a sound
why are you here
sleep.
Where are you God
after
that's
a morsel in the weeds of the early am without thinking
tongue with her lips
pout. You know, I have been molded by forces beyond my control. Picture one of these in the form of a man who suggested that if I were to be a writer, I should live in my dreams. So I turned on him between my legs, and he, having become an object in my dream, betrayed the woman of his own trance, the one who held him back when he was leaping from a ridge.
Having become an object in my dream,
betrayed the woman of his own trance, the one who held him back when he was leaping from a ridge.
Lunatics whose brains were more active than theirs with nose.
I retreated to the self-conscious zone where my uncles couldn't reach me.
Raving
lunatics whose brains were more active than that. I retreated to the self-conscious zone
her place
where my uncle
and the nest
reach me, which grows softer
Sue does not
on each passing day.
Judge about my personal strange while she retains her tension is necessary
nest,
for living, which grows
two guys
softer
on a bus
on each passing day.
One with natural blonde locks, the other dyed black, reading aloud.
Tension
these are my new friends.
Living.
Ever since I tried
two
to take Blackhead's object
bus,
of desire, a leather box
one with natural
that
blonde
once
locks,
held
dyed
an
black,
old telescope
these are my new friends.
Or binoculars in the last half
of
the 19th
box
century
that
once
soft
held an old telescope or binoculars
now
in the last half of the 19th century
soft beams
allowed the
so
color
that about
of 30 or 40 people
here him.
Novel
Ricky held the duck by
so
the throat, gave it a loud quack, and tossed it on the grave of
Ricky,
his best friend.
Is it dead? The duck? No. It takes off in the next sentence.
And Blondie asks,
then why did Ricky quack? At which point, the bus squeaks to a stop. People look them over, get off. The little box jiggles in the seat at Blackhead's side. I whisk it up and they catch me. We have no secrets. Today. We have given ourselves away and are fearless. This is the pact I am to agree to, which I do, but I don't tell them about Sue.
We have no secrets.
Or where I live. They know I'm lying. Away and this is the dangers of gender and
the risks,
which I do, but I don't tell them about Sue. Where I live, they know I'm lying, ascribing this to the dangers of gender,
the risks one takes to associate otherwise,
and the small kindnesses one can observe in the town of Spandau,
from the devastation,
a plain bobble on the skirt of city where
someone might take care of you.
One can observe.
It always comes back
in the town of
I see it as
Spandau,
a
plain bobble on the skirt of city where
someone might
shallow ways made contrary by
it always comes back to that.
I see it as a trap.
It's not unlike a system designed
paradox
of unraveling them every which way until
the entire world
is not unlike
a system designed a thing no one can
the
see
they found
under your skin
every which way
so the
I start telling them about my friend
like she lives in North Carolina or something. We all know where that is. I won't say how that is, doesn't matter how it is, we agree on that right now, though how it is later, I mean not our knowledge of North Carolina but how it is we get through things, barriers, the glass caves at the end of the world, that's a different story. Matters.
I tell them about my friend, don't give him the name. Blondie is asking me questions like those he was asking Blackhead on the scene. It turns out Blondie...
I tell them about my friend, don't give him her name. Blondie is asking me questions like those he was asking Blackhead on the U-Bahn. It turns out Blondie is a kind of interpreter as he wants to know. Pathos.
I'm stuck for a minute.
His being a born interpreter makes me want to help him.
They think...
What is this friend's name, he wants to know.
I don't really have any friends.
I'm stuck for a minute, a little scared.
Start thinking about...
They think, what are they doing with me?
I don't really have any
Sometimes I wonder that myself. What am I doing with them?
Start thinking about...
I wanted to sit in the park,
but they
doing with
stand not moving.
Sometimes I wonder that myself. What am I doing with them?
And something I wanted to sit
we might call charm,
but they couldn't stand
an instant not of an object
and care
stuck between the pathos
and something
I don't
we might call charm
anything
an instant
of an
object to care for.
Is the first name that comes to
make
my
up
head.
Its name, so
it seems
I don't
incredibly obvious, but so is the name Sue. I say
Regina
is the
first name that comes to my head.
Confidence. Then go on to say I miss her. She went away on a car trip with some guy.
That's the problem with having friends.
They always give you up for love,
certain amount of
even if they won't
and
tell you it's love they're leaving
away
for.
A car trip
they don't
with some
want
guy.
To
that's the problem with having
by
friends.
Giving
they
away
always give you up
secret
love.
I look up into Blondie's semi-fake sweet face
to see if he's picking up on the subtext of my riff. He seems to be sniffing something out. Thank goodness dogs.
I look up into Blondie's
semi-fake
sweet.
We're near a running fountain in the vicinity of Alexander Platz. Oh boy, I want to sit down and just turn my face up at the sun.
Blondie and Blackhead go up to the fountain.
I sit on the ridge. They bend over it, submerge their heads in the pool of water,
come up looking like drowned punks, shake their heads, water drops spring out from their heads. They are almost gods. Unabashed as cannibals with the sunlight flying, though what they consume Is air or evaporation processes? I keep trying to explain to them.
With the sunlight,
chlorine profile, make a record of my thoughts, what I see.
Let it dissolve,
says Blackhead, then asks me if I know how to cut hair.
I know how to cut out cancers from small twigs, origami, pests,
wannabe hunger artists, insane libidos. Blackhead doesn't seem to be serious about getting his hair cut. With everything fresh in it, no matter how low you are in it. This is what people are like, too, in Berlin in springtime.
An morning with everything fresh in it,
no matter how low you are in it. This is
really bad
what people
shit
are like,
I can't
too,
wrap
in
my
Berlin
head around.
So springtime,
don't
go there when we're inside this quality bacchanalia. Bacchus was a symbolic enemy of fascists. They knew it, and we know it. A lot we know never gets really said or just comes out when we're not paying attention to what we're doing. This is why when people who don't get it say things like, pay attention to what you're doing, they've got it wrong. You pay attention, sure, set things up. Pay
sure
attention to what you're
then
doing.
Move around in the setup like it's wrong not even there.
You pay attention.
Yeah,
sure. Set things up. Sure.
Then move around in the setup like it's not even there.